Bad Blood by Mark Sennan.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. The pain always came when Ricky Budgeon least expected it. Right now, a wave swept from within and hit him between the eyes like a needle pushing hard into the bridge of his nose. He put his hands up and gripped his scalp, pulling and clawing at the burning sensation which spread across his forehead to his temples. The last attack had had him writhing on the floor. But this time, the jabbing ceased after a few seconds, and he merely needed to steady himself. He moved his hands from his head, clasped them tight around the cool metal bar of the gate, and stared across the field into the night. A scan had shown nothing but the old scarring. Afterwards, the doctor muttering reassuring words about migraine and mentioning therapy, maybe acupuncture. Crap. The idiots must have missed whatever was in there that was causing him such misery. Some sort of mutation of the cells, a cancer or a tumour, the latter growing fat on bad memories, enmity and bitterness. When the doctor disagreed with his self-diagnosis and said surgery was out of the question, he'd thought of taking a drill to his own skull, imagined placing the bit against his head and pressing the trigger.